Reclaiming Your Time, the Ins and Outs of a Balanced Life audio series. Tip number 4, What is Work-Life Balance? Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, MBA, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers. Welcome to the fourth lesson in Reclaiming Your Time, the Ins and Outs of a Balanced Life series. Now that you're all cozy and warm with a vision of your ideal balanced life, we're going to bring you back down to earth with a big thud. It's all for a good purpose, though. If we're going to achieve that wonderful feeling of balance more often, we need to be on the lookout for the influences that will affect our work-life balance. That is the third step in the process, and we will discuss it in the next two lessons. Influences can lead towards and away from our ideal balanced life. Influences that lead us towards balance are resources, things that are helpful as we make more positive choices. While resources are very important, we'll mostly focus on their counterpart in this course, the obstacles. Obstacles are things that make it more difficult for us to make the positive changes that would bring more balance to our life. We'll start today by looking at inner obstacles. Then, in our next lesson, we'll move on to the outer obstacles. Life isn't about waiting for storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Quote by Vivian Green. If we apply that beautiful quote to our current topic of a balanced life, the storms become the difficult people and situations we encounter each day. We'll talk more next time about how to approach some of those storms directly. But for today, the dance is about how we respond inside. Do we process these events in a way that brings more balance to our life? Or do we actually block the way to balance by creating inner obstacles? The good news about inner obstacles is that these are things that we can change. Namely, there are three inner obstacles that we have control over. Inner obstacle number 1 is our thoughts. Inner obstacle number 2 is our words. Inner obstacle number 3 is our actions. So how do our thoughts create an obstacle to a balanced life? When we make assumptions about what someone else is thinking or what the outcome of a situation will be, we start thinking things based on those assumptions, even though they might be totally inaccurate, and that affects our state of well-being. When we focus our thoughts on a problem, an opportunity, or anything other than what we're doing in the current moment, we dilute our effectiveness and block both achievement and enjoyment. And when we perceive things through the lens of scarcity or negativity, we miss out on opportunities and things to feel good about. How do our words create an obstacle to a balanced life? When we blurt out a response to someone based on our emotional reaction, we create misunderstandings, conflict, or even hostility. And it's hard to be in the state of balance when we're feeling bad. When we use negative or violent language, even unconsciously, for example, I'll shoot you an email. It casts a dark shadow on our interactions and even our self-talk, and therefore our overall fulfillment. And when we talk about a problem by complaining or blaming, it is more difficult to see possibilities and solutions, and it takes the joy out of doing. And how do our actions create an obstacle to work-life balance? When we say yes to something new without taking something away, we create time pressure and imbalance in our life. When we make choices that will harm our health instead of nourish it, we create a cycle of unhealthy choices. For example, when we're tired, we'll be less motivated to cook a healthy meal instead of reaching for fast food. And when we continue with patterns of overwork out of habit, it is that much harder to change, and it continues to leave you feeling unfulfilled. Other inner obstacles may include lack of knowledge, lack of self-confidence, or a physical limitation or health problem. Have you noticed any of these obstacles popping up in your own life? Can you see how they've contributed to the imbalance between work and life? Take heart. When we open up our awareness to these patterns and habits, we will notice them more as they pop up in our day. With awareness comes the opportunity to make a new choice and to make a change. Instead of making assumptions, we can ask for clarification. Instead of using negative language, we can choose positive words. Instead of overworking to get something done, we can let some things carry over to the next day. I'm not saying these choices will be easy or that you'll be able to reverse many years of habit in an instant. But for now, just noticing these obstacles is going to spark the potential for change. Stay tuned for our next lesson, which delves into some of the outer obstacles that are working against you when you're trying to balance your life. Until then, thanks for listening. I am Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, founder and CEO of Ebony Concepts Solutions. Thank you for listening, and until next time, always make listening your priority.